federal officials from Washington, D.C., and state leaders from around the Northwest have traveled to Boise for a unique kind of meeting this week. Scientists and policymakers will try to get to the root of, quite literally, one of the greatest challenges the West faces. Frankie Barnhill has this report on a major topic to be covered at the Western Invasive Weed Summit.
It's been called marching grass and the scourge of the West, but most people refer to it as cheatgrass. The honey-colored weed is named for its ability to cheat during the winter, getting ahead of crops and native perennial grasses by taking root while the others are still dormant. Cheatgrass was never supposed to be here. Scientists say it's stowed away in soil and grains brought over on ships from places like Turkey and Kazakhstan 150 years ago. Now, the invasive weed covers an estimated 7% of southern Idaho, eastern Oregon, Nevada, and western Utah, the area known as the Great Basin. In the process, it's pushed out native perennials like bunchgrass and sagebrush. And it's become enemy number one of rangeland firefighters, providing the perfect kindling for faster and harder to control wildfires.
It's a perpetuating cycle. You get bad rangeland fires, and now you've set up the likelihood of more bad rangeland fires because that cheatgrass comes in and it burns again.
That's John Freemuth, a professor of public land policy at Boise State University. Freemuth says cheatgrass is largely to blame for some of the most devastating wildfires in the Great Basin. But he says this week's Western Invasive Weed Summit, which he's helping to host at the Andrus Center, will also cover a familiar topic.
This is part and parcel of the bigger issue around sage grouse.
The Obama administration's decision not to list the greater sage grouse under the Endangered Species Act in September was a relief to many Westerners. But Freemuth says it came with a huge challenge, too, protecting the sagebrush ecosystem the native bird relies on so it can stay off the federal list. A big part of that means getting a handle on cheatgrass.
And there's hope that some of the folks doing research on things that perhaps they can put out there that can outcompete and keep the cheatgrass down. You know, a lot of kudos to the research scientists that are trying to figure that one out.
Ann Kennedy is one of those scientists.
It's becoming such a problem that we don't even see some of the original native habitats we used to have in the United States.
Kennedy works for the Department of Agriculture in Pullman, Washington. For 30 years, she's been looking for ways to curb the weed as it's marched across farmland, gobbling up acres of wheat. Kennedy's research has led her to a discovery that's caught the attention of cheatgrass experts, a bacteria that attacks the weed head-on.
So we have these cold-loving bacteria that produce a selective compound that inhibits root growth of cheatgrass early in the spring and late in the fall, which is actually when the cheatgrass is most competitive.
Kennedy says the naturally occurring bacteria can reduce cheatgrass by half within 3 years. It's being tested for commercial use by the EPA, and the scientist hopes that farmers and ranchers can start using it on their land soon. To Virgil Moore, Kennedy's discovery is a bright spot in the cheatgrass saga. Moore is the director of Idaho Fish and Game, and he would like to see the bacterial compound get tested more widely. He says one of the goals of the three-day conference in Boise is to get all of the experts working together on rangeland solutions.
There are a ton of different players out there doing things with weeds. They haven't spent as much time talking to each other relative to conservation of the wildlife that inhabits some of those areas.
David Pike is one of the scientists who will share his expertise at the conference. Pike is with the U.S. Geological Survey in Corvallis, Oregon. He's been researching cheatgrass and other invasive species for decades and says he's seen a shift when it comes to funding for his work.
We kept trying to tell people that we had a problem with cheatgrass and sagebrush ecosystems. People would oftentimes just say there's plenty of sagebrush. You don't need to have research funding to be able to work on those issues in the Intermountain West. That's no longer the case.
Pike says there are solutions to the problem, but that the weed is here to stay. He says now it's a matter of focusing on areas where treatments on the land will be most effective and holding the line in places where cheatgrass hasn't yet taken over. Reporting in Boise, I'm Frankie Barnhill.